Blog Talk Radio.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Every praise
is to our God. praise. I don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
Every praise is to our God. Amen. Thank the Lord. Thank all of you who are here this morning on the line. Amen. This is Care Church this morning here in Arlington, 2501 Centennial Drive. If anyone in the area, we ask you to come on out to 2501 Centennial Drive, Arlington, Texas. Amen. We got Care Church every Wednesday and on Sunday. So I thank y'all for tuning in this morning. And all of some of my friends, Sister Bryant. Now, you're not a Bryant no more, but amen. When we went to school, you was Bryant. Amen. Thank the God. Thank God for Sister Mosley this morning. How y'all doing down there in Florida this morning? Praise God. Thank God for y'all being in Florida. And Sister Brad, she's been over to Guyana for a while. Amen. Praise God. So thank y'all. Thank y'all down in Alabama, Sister Bill. Amen. Being in Alabama. God bless you this morning for being on. Amen. And thank all of you who are online today. Amen. We're going to get it out first to say today, if any kind of donation you like to give, you can send it to carechurchinc@gmail.com. And whether it's Cash App or PayPal, it's carechurchinc@gmail.com. We thank you for anything that you help us with. Amen. I know things are, you know how you say things going out, but things are not coming in, and sometimes it'll get low sometimes. So all of you, if you like to donate anything to Care Church, we still open. We still going on. Amen. So I just thank God for that, that we're still here. I don't want anyone to think that we've left because of anything, but we are here today. We're still here praising God and lifting up the name of Jesus, is because the Bible does let us know we should praise God in all things. You know, you might not praise him for all things, but you're going to praise him in all things. Amen.
Amen.
You're going to praise him that he would bring you through all things. Hallelujah. And if I give him a praise while I'm in the thing, amen, how much more praise can I give him when I'm out of the thing? Amen. So let's remain constant, consistent. If we remain consistent with God, amen, God will remain consistent with us. And so just because things are not the way you think they ought to be, amen, we're not going to walk by what we see. We're going to walk by what we believe, amen. So thank God for that this morning, amen. God bless y'all this morning, amen. Hallelujah. We're going to turn today to 2 Kings, chapter 6, amen. We're going to read verse 13 through 17 this morning. Amen, amen. So praise God, Sister Paige. You want to read that for us today?
Excuse me.
And he said, go and spy where he is, that I may send and fetch him.
Mm-hmm. Come on, man.
And it was told him, saying, behold, he's in Dothan. Therefore, send him hither, horses and chariots, and a great host. And they came by night and compassed the city about. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and going forth, behold, an host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said to him, Lord, my master, how shall we do? And he answered, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes, that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. Behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire around about Elisha.
Amen, amen. Since the things that are going on in our nation today, and they haven't changed, and they don't look no better, and because they don't look no better, amen, we're still going to talk about we're still in a crisis. When you're in a crisis, amen, hallelujah. The nation is still in a crisis. It's still in a crisis. You know, even though we are getting the shots, and we don't know if they're going to work, they ain't sure. They say they got the data to say that they're going to work, but we're not for sure that they're even working. There might be some data out there that even though you're taking a shot, some people might be dying from the shot. They're not going to give you any data on that, you know, because that would hinder the cause that they're doing. And the reason they come up with this thing to be so prevalent that they wanted to go fast so quick because they're trying to give people some hope. They're trying to put something there to pacify you, to take the fear out of you so that people won't be in a panic mode, amen? And that is why they're coming up with this. They're trying to give you something to settle you down, to make sure that people don't start killing themselves and jumping off of bridges and things. And they want to have something to offer to kind of satisfy you, to slow you down, and in order to make you think that you're not in a crisis. People do all kinds of weird things or crazy things when they get into fear. And when you get into fear, you get into panic. And when you get into panic mode, and then you never know what you're going to do after that. You get into panic mode. You just run off. And so I'm still talking about we're in a crisis. We're in a crisis. And that's my topic still. This today is going to be we're still in a crisis. You're in a crisis mode. Amen. And if you can look here, if you're looking at the scripture here, and when we look at 2 Kings here, we can see that Elijah was telling the secrets of the king. And the king of Syria wanted to war against Syria, but Elijah was telling their secrets. And that is something about God. God can see beyond where you are, amen, because Elijah was a seer and he could see things before they take place, amen. And because he was telling the king of Israel the secrets of the king of Syria, they wanted to send somebody out to get Elijah. And when they woke up the next morning, the servant looked around and saw they were surrounded by horses and chariots and men. And he said to himself, Lord, what shall we do? In other words, he's in a panic mode, and now he's in a crisis. They feel that they're in a crisis because when you get surrounded by the enemy and you don't know what to do, or you don't seem like you have any help, amen, And then you get in a panic mode. But for us that know God, for the ones who know God, there's no need for you to be in a panic mode, because what? We got Jesus on our side. Amen.
Amen.
If God be for us, he's more than any pandemic or anything that come against us. And so we've got to look to the Lord for our help, because the Bible said, amen, we got to look unto the Lord. The Lord is our help in the time of need. So we're not going to be getting in a panic mode, because we know God is for us, amen. And if you know that God is for you, then you know he's more than anything that can come against you, amen. And so because we walk by faith and not by sight, amen, we're not walking by looking at the panic, because we realize our God is bigger than the panic. Hallelujah. Pandemic, amen.
Amen.
He's bigger than, your God is bigger than the crisis, amen. And see, what we have to do in the midst of a crisis, we've always got to exalt our God to be greater than the crisis. Amen. Huh?
Amen.
And see, you never see God smaller than the crisis. You always got to see God greater than the crisis, amen? And if you see God greater than the crisis, and when the crisis comes, you're always going to say to yourself, everything's going to work together for the good. Hallelujah. It's going to work together for my good. And even though we have a crisis, it's always going to turn around for your good. See, God, that's a promise in God. It'll work together. All things will work together for your good. And even in the midst of the crisis, we got to recognize it worked together for your good. You see, you can't look at it. If you look at it from what you see rather than looking at it from a standpoint of faith, you see, if you're looking at what you see, you're going to see defeat. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
You're going to see everything that's bad that can happen. Amen. Hallelujah. Because you are looking at it from the wrong standpoint, amen. You're looking on it for what the crisis should do, or what you think that it should do, not for what God said it's going to do, amen. And so if you're going to look at the crisis, you always got to look at the crisis that this thing going to work together for my good, rather than it's going to work together for my evil. But everything that God allows, he's going to turn it around, amen. And see, you can notice here with Elijah and this man, then his servant here, his servant couldn't see. His servant was looking at things from what he could view it from. You see, you got to realize the crisis is no bigger than you perceive it to be.
Mm-hmm.
I was sitting last night, and I don't know who it was, but I was listening to someone, and they was talking about the way we see things. The way we see things. And they say everything that you see is really not real. And I say, wow. What you see is not real. Because you're looking at it through the windows, you're looking at it through the windows of your mind, and your mind has bad information, and your mind is telling you something that's not really real. I said, wow, my mind is telling me something that's not real. Because what you see through your eyes, it's your mind telling you what your eyes see. That is why the Bible said we don't walk by sight, because your eyes will be lying to you, amen? Come on, amen. See, sometimes, you see, a lot of times when God is allowing something and doing something, you know, you might be seeing failure. You might be seeing panic. You might be seeing destruction and not realize that God is trying to show you blessings. Because you're looking at it wrong, amen. Hallelujah. And you see, when I realized that when the fall of Adam, when Adam failed in the garden, amen, he was walking around naked all the time, but all of a sudden, when he got some bad knowledge, some bad information, all of a sudden he started seeing something that he didn't see before. It was already there all the time, but he wasn't paying no attention to it. The crisis has been there all the time, but we just haven't been paying any attention to it. And all of a sudden now, something has got us focused on the problem and not the solution. See, too many times we look at the problem and not at the solution. And when Jesus said, I am the solution to your problem, amen. See, every problem you got, there's a solution to it. And Jesus said, I'm the solution. I'm the way. I'm the truth. I'm the life. Amen. I have the answer to all things. I know the answer to all things because there's nothing here now that has never been here. And then if you can look to see that everything that's here now has already been here and is already written that something has been here. And if they overcame it back then, how much so will we overcome this thing now?
Amen.
It's depending on how you see things, amen, in the panic, amen. Praise God. And that makes me start looking at things a little different, amen. Rather than to see failure in something, amen, I'm going to see blessings in it, amen. Hallelujah. Rather than see defeat, amen, I'm going to see the victory, amen. You see, if we look at Jesus and see that Jesus gave us the victory in all things, then we would never see failure. But it must be that we're looking at the thing and not looking at Jesus that gave us the victory. Praise God.
Amen.
Huh? And even in this crisis, we got to see, we got victory in the midst of this. Amen. It don't mean that it ain't going to lose some. But I realize that when you're in something, amen, there's always going to be some loss before there be some gain. And so here, Elijah had to pray for this man because he wasn't seeing things right. He was seeing failure. He was seeing defeat in the midst of this crisis. He was seeing defeat. He was seeing the failure. He was seeing that because it was two of them, amen, and he was looking at the host that he was looking at, and then he was, because he saw the host, amen, and he and in his eyes that they was by themselves, and there was a host that was against them. That was in his eyes. But in Elijah wasn't even looking at the host. Elijah was sitting back. He was at rest in the Lord. He was laying back. Well, what's going on, young man? What's going on? Oh, do you see what's going on? Do you see what's happening? Oh, he said, oh, man, they that be with us is more than be with them. Hallelujah. See, his rest was in God. Amen. He wasn't looking at the situation. He wasn't looking at all the things that were surrounding him. He was looking at his God because he wanted you to know there's more that be with us than be with them. There's more help. There's more of everything with us than it is with the world, amen? So we have to recognize that in the midst of this crisis, greater is he that is with us than it is with them. See, you're looking at God to be above your situation, amen.
Amen.
And so therefore, we can't get panicky in the midst of this thing. We've got to be able to see God.
Amen.
You see, that was what's wrong with Adam. See, when Adam was cut off, I realized that Adam was walking with God until he sinned. And then after he sinned, all of a sudden, he got cut off from the Spirit of God, and therefore, he started looking at himself. And when he started looking at himself, then that is where he lost everything because he looked at himself. As long as he was looking at God, amen, he was walking in victory, amen. As long as he was walking with God, he was walking in dominion, amen. You see, it was the sin that cut you off from stopping you from seeing God. Elijah here wasn't cut off, and he could see God, even though in the midst of his situation, he could still see God in the midst of it. You got to be able to see God in the midst of this crisis. I see the hand of God working right now. Amen. Hallelujah. The hand of God is bringing us. He's getting ready to anoint us. He's getting ready to appoint us again. Amen. He's getting ready to resurrect us. Amen. He's getting ready to bless us. And I see blessing in the midst of this thing. So when you're in the crisis, amen. One thing in a crisis, you got to have confidence. Hebrews chapter 10, Sister Faith, because you need to have confidence in this thing, amen? You see, when we talk about we walking by faith and not by sight, you got to walk in the confidence that God got you. Hallelujah, amen? Sometimes you just got to say, God got me in this, amen? I'm not going to worry about this. God got me in this, amen? See, you're seeing your victory because what? You're exalting God over the situation.
Amen.
Hebrews 10:36, somewhere in there, Sister Faith. Amen. Start at verse 32. Hebrews chapter 10. when we said we got to have confidence? I think verse 32. Start at verse 32 in a way.
But call to remembrance the former days, in which after ye eliminated,
ye were illuminated,
ye endure a great fight of affliction.
Mm-hmm.
Call it while ye were made a gazing stock,
mm-hmm.
both by reproaches and affliction, and part of why ye became compassion of them that will so you.
Mm-hmm.
For ye have compassion of me in my bond,
mm-hmm.
and took joyful the spoiling of your good, knowing in yourself that ye have in heaven a better and enduring substance.
Mm-hmm.
Cast not away therefore your confidence, which have great repentance of reward.
Recompense.
Yeah, great recompense or reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise.
Mm-hmm.
For ye a little while, and he that shall come will come, and will not tarry.
Amen, amen. It said, cast not therefore your confidence. Don't lose confidence when you're in a crisis, amen. Amen. Have faith in God, the Bible said. Have faith in God. And the thing that we've got to do, we got to have faith. I can't lose my confidence in God because I've got to continue to believe that, well, God is for me, amen. And if God is for me, then he's more than what? The whole world against me, amen. But not only do I believe that God is for me, you see, the Bible lets us know God is for you, and we know that God is for us because what? He gave us his spirit, amen. You got the Holy Ghost right now, amen. You got the Spirit of God in you.
Yes.
And the Spirit of God is God himself is in you, amen. So it's not a question that if you know and understand that God is for you, you already know he's for you because he gave you his spirit that he's for you. And so because he's for you, you already know you got the victory in this thing, amen. Whenever you're in a crisis, come on, don't lose your confidence, amen. Because what he said, your confidence has a great recompense or reward. That means your confidence in God will be rewarded. Amen. Hallelujah. Your faith will be rewarded. Amen. What you believe about God, you see, whatever you believe about God, you can have what you believe. Now, somebody say, well, you got to believe. Yeah. What you believe about God, you can have what you believe about God because God's word is truth. All the promises of God is yes and amen. And because you have a promise of God, you believe in that promise and have confidence in that word. And that word will see to it that you get the victory.
Amen.
See, when I'm walking in confidence, I'm not looking around for anything else because I know where I'm going. I know what I want. I know what I'm after. I know what I'm going to get. And I'm not going to let anything take my view away from the word of God. Amen. See, the word is able to keep you. That's what it said. The word is able to keep you from falling. Hallelujah. He'll keep you from falling. In the midst of the crisis, the word will sustain you because the word is called the bread of life, and it's the bread of life that will sustain you. In other words, the bread will hold you in place, sustain you until the victory comes. Hallelujah. Is that all right?
Amen.
Come on, amen.
Amen.
The word will hold you in place until the victory comes because that's what to be sustained means. Sustained means to hold in place, to hold together, amen, to keep, amen. So the word, that's why the Bible says the word is able to keep you, is able to sustain you, it'll hold you in place until the answer comes. Hallelujah. Praise God. And that is why we want the word because it holds us in place. See, that is why they say you have need of patience. You need some patience. You need some patience. You need some patience. Amen. The crisis, you know, we got to realize the storm never come to stay. Your storm always come to pass. A storm is just for a little while, amen. And then it's clear shining after the rain, amen. A crisis is just for a little while. A crisis is never forever, amen. It comes and does what it's supposed to do, then it goes on. A storm comes and blows away everything that's not tied down, and when it's not tied down, it goes on to something else, amen. But thank God, amen, that the word will hold you in place if you can keep your confidence in God until God, amen. Hallelujah. I don't know what happened here, praise God. But y'all give me a minute here. Pray me get back online. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So I'm saying the word will hold you in place, amen, until the answer comes. So when you're in a crisis, amen, don't lose your confidence. Fall on the word, amen.
Amen.
I said the word will save you. Fall on the rock, amen. Jesus said he's the rock, amen, and the word is the rock. If you fall on the rock will hold you in place until the answer comes, amen.
Amen.
So when you're in a crisis, amen, realize the answer is always on its way, but you got to give it some time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When Daniel prayed, you know, 21 days, you had to give it some time. Amen. Hallelujah. Give it some time. That's why it says you have need of patience. You have need of patience. When you're in a crisis, you got to be patient. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage and what? He will renew your strength. Amen. Your unbelief, he'll cause it to be moved out of the way. Your weakness in your life, he'll cause it to be moved out of the way. Amen. So when you're in a crisis, amen, he'll cause all those things to be removed, and he'll hold you up until the answer comes. Hallelujah. Praise God. And when we look at that even today, amen, the word came first, amen. In the beginning was the word, amen. And the word was God, and the word was with God. And the word what? Became flesh? In other words, the word held everything together until Jesus got here. Thank God that Jesus made it. Come on, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You see, it was the word that's holding us in place and holding us together until Jesus came to do what he had to do, amen?
Mm-hmm.
It was just the word holding you there, amen? And see, the reason you haven't fallen, the reason you haven't gone back, the reason you haven't turned around is because you got a word. The word is sustaining your mind. You would have went crazy in the midst of the crisis, but it was a word that you got from God that turned your life around, amen? It stopped you from doing what you started to do, amen? Just because you got a word, amen? Hallelujah. You would have went berserk, but it was a word that kept you, amen. Amen. When your husband left you, amen, you would have went berserk, but it was a word that kept you. You was in the midst of a crisis. You didn't know how you was going to do it. You didn't know how you was going to pay the rent, amen. Hallelujah. You didn't know how you was going to make it, amen. You thought you was going to lose the car. You thought you was going to lose the house. You thought you was going to lose everything, but all of a sudden, you got a word from God, and when the word came from God, that word held you in place until everything came back together.
Amen.
Hallelujah. See, that's what the word does for you. The word is keep you. When I'm in a crisis, I got to keep my confidence in the word, that the word is going to do what it said it would do.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Because what? That's a promise. All of God's promises is yes and amen. And because I have a promise over my life, God said that he didn't bring me this far to leave me, amen. Hallelujah. But he's going to get me through it, amen. And so no matter what you are facing, don't lose faith. Don't lose heart. Don't get into fear. Hallelujah. Hold on to God's unchanging hand is because God will send you a word, and you hold on to the word, and the word will hold you in place until God sends the answer.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Don't lose your faith, because if you look at what you see, you're going to doubt. And if you doubt, doubt is sin. God don't want you to be in doubt, amen, because doubt is sin. A double-minded man, he said, will be unstable in all of his ways, according to the book of James. Amen. You can't be double-minded in this. In a crisis, if you're double-minded, amen, God can't help you being double-minded. He wants you to either stand, you're going to take a stand on the word and say, God will, God can, God is able, and he'll do it. Amen. I'm taking a stand. Regardless of how it looks, he's going to heal you, he's going to save you, he's going to deliver you. Whatever God has promised he's going to do, give him a little time to work it out. Somebody said you got to go through the process. You know, in everything there's a process. Most of the time it don't come just like that, amen. It's a process that you go through. But I have to be in faith while I'm going through the process, amen. Come on, amen. I got to stay in place. You know, whenever you get on the operating table, if you jump off the operating table, as soon as they put you on, you would never get that thing cut out of you that they want to take out of you. Amen. So it takes a process. Amen. In the process of time, things will change. And so when I'm in my crisis like we are now, it's going to change. Amen. I'm just going to wait on the Lord. Amen. Amen. If I get vaccinated, it's going to be all right. If I don't get one, I'm still going to be all right. Amen. Because what? My trust is not in the vaccination. I got to put my confidence in the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Because that's the only thing that I can have confidence in today. You can't have confidence in nothing else. Amen.
Amen.
So we better get our faith in God and start depending on the word of God, amen, to do what it said it would do, amen, and take a stand on the word of God and be faithful to the word of God, because God is faithful in all he's doing. So if I'm in a crisis, I'll take a stand on the word.
Amen.
If God said he's going to deliver me, he's going to deliver me, amen. If God said he's going to bring you through this, he's going to bring you through it, amen. If God said he's going to heal you, God is going to heal you, amen. If God said he's going to pay your bill and you don't know how, amen, it's going to get paid, God said he's doing it because what? He's able to do anything but fail you, amen. I can remember when I was in a crisis, I didn't have no money, but I still believed in God, amen. Come on, amen. Hallelujah. I prayed to God and said, oh, Lord, what am I going to do? Lord said, go look over there. There's some money over there, amen. So you can go get some money over there. You see, he showed me where it was, amen. Hallelujah. But I had enough faith to pray, to ask God, where is it? Told him what I needed, amen. What does the book of Philippians say? Amen. He's faithful and just to meet all of our needs according to his riches and glory. He's able to meet your need, but you got to look at God because he's always at hand. Heaven is not empty, amen. Come on.
Amen.
Heaven is not bankrupt, amen. Heaven is full of power, amen. Heaven is full of glory, amen. And so we're going to look to the thing, amen, that has all the power, has all the glory, has all the money, and has in charge of all things. I'm going to look to that God and not look to myself or look to the world for a solution to my crisis. See, the first thing we do when we get in a crisis, we start looking to the world for it. First thing we start to, whenever we get backed into the wall, we start looking to the world for help. I haven't heard that too many people prayed, amen, in the crisis we're in. I mean, some church people pray, and that's about it. Everybody start looking to the government, looking to Biden, amen. We're going to elect Biden. Biden going to do it. Looking to Biden. Biden don't have no power. If he had some power, he'd heal himself. That dementia that he's coming down with, he'd heal himself. If he got dementia. I think he's kind of losing it a little bit. Amen. Amen. And if he could help himself, he could stop himself from losing what he got. Amen. Stop depending on the government. Stop depending on the government, because the government can't help itself. Amen.
Amen.
Are you with me here?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Isaiah chapter 30, verse 1. I'm going to read it. It's all right. Woe to a rebellious children, said the Lord, that take counsel but not of me, and that covet with a covering but not of my spirit, that they might add sin to sin. That walk to go down into Egypt and have not asked at my mouth to strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh and to trust in the shadows of Egypt. Therefore shall the strength of Pharaoh be your shame and the trust in the shadow of Egypt going to be your confusion. Isn't that something right there? Amen. See, as soon as Israel got into a crisis, they went down to Egypt to get some help. And see, that's normally what people do. We always go back to the world for help, amen. I always wonder, you know, whenever people, they get to lacking, the first thing they do, they turn away from God. Most people that get into crisis, that's the reason they stop serving God. Well, you know, God ain't helping me none. Ain't no need of me serving God. The only one that can help them, they normally turn their back on them in the crisis. You see, you have to realize God allowed the crisis to come just to check you out. If you had known that the crisis was just a test, and if you pass the test, you receive the promise. That's why it said over there that after you have done the will of God, you receive the promise, amen. After you've gone through the crisis, after you've gone through your test, after you've gone through the trouble, amen, then you receive your answer, amen. And so every time you face a crisis, you just got to realize it's just a test. God wants to see, where's your faith?
Amen.
Where's your faith? Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Do you throw your hand up and run every time you come into a battle? Every time somebody says something negative to you, do you run? Do you leave church because somebody turned their nose up at you? Where's your faith?
Amen.
Where's your faith? Every little thing come against you, do you lose courage? Every little thing come up against you, where's your faith? Do you believe that God's going to bring you through it? Do you believe there's more that be with you? No matter how big the circumstance is, there's still more that be with us than with them. Amen.
Amen.
There's more power with us than is with the devil. Amen. Hallelujah. And not only that, God said, greater is the power that is in you than the power that is in the world. So if you're in a crisis, the power in you should make the crisis in the world to leave, to be moved. What does it say in Mark 11 and 22, 24? Have faith in God. Just like I spoke to the tree and it died up and it dried up by the root, don't you realize you have the power within you, amen, to speak to your circumstance and it'll dry up by the root?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Have faith in God, amen. Have faith in God that if I say it and believe it in my heart, that God will bring it to pass. Have faith in God, amen. If I command the mountain to be removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in my heart, according to Mark 11 and 25, and shall not doubt in my heart that God has raised him from the dead, I can have what I say, amen. Do you believe that you can do it? Well, why do we tuck our tails and run when we face the crisis rather than speaking to the crisis and realize that the power that is in you is greater than the crisis that come against you?
Right. Amen.
See, that is why we took on Jesus in the first place, because we knew that we was weak and he was strong. We know we didn't have no power, but he said, no, I give you power. Acts 1 and 8 said, after that the Holy Ghost come upon you, I give you power to be a witness unto me. And so in your crisis, use the power that I've given you.
Amen.
You can tell it to be moved.
Right.
But what do? We buckle every time something come against us, every little problem, every little situation that come around, we doubt, we running. Throw our hands up and say, oh, Lord, I don't remember that song. Don't throw your hands up. Don't throw your hands up. But every little thing come against you, you would have thrown your hands up. Hallelujah. If you're going to throw your hands up, throw your hands up and praise. Hallelujah. Praise God. They say, lift your hands up and praise God. Amen. Because, you see, when you lift your hand up as a praise unto God, you're telling God, look at my hands. My hands are clean. Amen. And who's going to dwell in your holy tabernacle? Who's going to dwell in your holy hill? Those that have clean hands and a pure heart, those are going to be the ones that stand. So when I lift my hands up, I'm waving my hand to God. Say, look at these clean hands that I got, Lord. I'm lifting up to you. The blood has cleansed these hands. And see, that's why we have to learn how to lift up holy hands, it says, and give some praise to God, amen. To say, I yield to you, Lord. I yield it all to you, Lord. I give it all to you, Lord, and I know you are able to handle it. I'm not able to handle this crisis, Lord, but I'm going to roll my cares upon you, Lord, because what? You care for me. I'm giving this to you, and I don't want it no more. That's your problem now.
Amen.
That's when you're in a crisis, amen. You got to have faith in God in your crisis, amen. You can't trust in the shadows of Egypt. You can't trust in the shadows of the world. But we got to learn how to take courage in God, amen. Because a lot of stuff gonna come up in these last days that if you don't have courage in God, you're not gonna be able to stand. You already know they're gonna make things mandatory after a while, amen. Mm-hmm. You ain't gonna be able to fly unless you got the little flag, amen. You ain't gonna be able to go to another state unless you got a little piece of paper. Said I got it. I got the symbol of the world. I got the symbol of the world system. And if you're not in the world system, you're not going to be able to go to Oklahoma, amen. You go to Oklahoma, you're at the state line, the police going to be waiting there to make sure that you got the world symbol on you or you got the paper in your hand. I got my shot. You're going to have that paper after a while, amen. And you won't be dependent on that just to be able to make it. It's coming to that, amen. This is the crisis that we're coming into, amen. But are we going to stand for God or are we going to give in to him? Who's on the Lord's side, hallelujah? Who's on the Lord's side? I say we're in a crisis, amen. When you're in a crisis, amen. Hallelujah. Turn to Psalms 37, amen. When you get in a crisis, amen, I'm just talking about in a crisis, because right now, I know y'all talk about the Democrat Party, but the Democrats going to put us in a crisis. Y'all know the Democrat Party was never for us, no way. Y'all already knew that. Amen. Huh? Amen. We had to vote. We voted for him because it was just one devil looked like he was better than the other one. Amen. Yeah. We had two devils. And then either way, one of them was going to win. So, amen. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Yeah. Psalm 37, amen. Hallelujah. Look at we have the promise of God. Psalm 37 and 19. Amen. Hallelujah. When you're in a crisis, amen. Notice what it says. They shall be ashamed in the evil. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time. And in the days of famine, they shall be satisfied. Hallelujah. You see, we got promises in the crisis. Amen. And so we got to rely on the promise of God. Amen. That he's able and that he will. Hallelujah. If I get in the furnace, amen, amen, he'll deliver me out of the furnace. We got a record that he brought a man through the furnace. Amen. Hallelujah. That they put him in the fire because he took a stand in his crisis. And in the midst of his crisis, Jesus got in the crisis with him. What happened? Jesus got in the furnace with him, amen, to comfort him while they was in their crisis, while they was in the fire. They had air conditioning in the heat of the fire. They had air conditioning. Amen. Praise God. Come on, somebody. Amen. Even when you're in the fire, Jesus will get in the fire with you in the midst of your crisis, in the midst of your fire. But we realize that why the fire. So you got to realize why he allows you to get in the fire. See, the reason the Lord allows you to get into a fire, to get into a crisis, amen, amen, because fire shall try every man's work, according to Corinthians, I believe it's chapter 3. Fire shall try every man's work. Every man's work going to be tried by fire to see what kind it is, what type it is. Is it wood, hay, and stubble? Amen. Or is it iron, steel, and precious stone? Amen. He wants to know what kind of faith you got. See, if we realize that the crisis came to test my faith, then I'm going to remain strong in my faith in the Lord. So when the test comes, I'm going to stand. I'm going to go through the test. And after I have endured for a while, he's going to strengthen me and settle me, amen. And see, I recognize that these things coming to lift me up rather than tear me down. You got problems. Your problem is just checking you out. See how you're going to act. Marriage crisis. Just going to see how you act. Do you believe God? Do you believe God can change him? I don't know what's going on here. My hallelujah. Today, I got to get me another phone. Praise God. It then went off again. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I don't know what's going on Facebook, y'all. Amen. I don't know why it keep cutting off on me, amen. But bless God anyhow, amen.
Amen.
So in your storm, in your crisis, you got to still believe God because you realize, amen, it's just checking you out. Because in a crisis, we said you go crazy. Look at what it says in verse 8 in the same chapter when we talk about in a crisis, say you're in a crisis. Verse 8. Psalm 37 and verse 8, see some anger. Oh, hallelujah. Man, isn't that something? When you get in your crisis on the job, and the first thing you want to do is cuss the lady out, hit them side the head. You want to fight. Amen. And not realize it's just a test, but you done got angry. Anger puts you in a rage. Anger caused you to do some things that you should have did that you'd be sorry about, and you didn't realize I'm just in a crisis. This is just a test. The reason God allowed that woman to say that to me or that man to say that to me, it was just checking me out to see where I am. I had a guy one time at work. He cussed me out. He said some words, blah, 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 blah. Cussed me out, then looked at me. And what I said, man, you better be glad I prayed this morning, because if I hadn't prayed, I would be on your head right now. And I said, well, God bless you, brother. And he looked at me, he said, you crazy. And he and I became good friends. Because he said, I did that just to see what you was going to do. I wanted to know what your reaction was. I wanted to know, are you who you say you are? Amen. See, that came to check me out. If I had went back at him and hit him inside the head or cussed him out, then I wouldn't have been the person that I was supposed to do, because I would allow a crisis, amen, to get me angry and get me in an emotion situation and do some things that I shouldn't have done, amen? That is why you can't let anger get to you in your crisis, amen. You'll mess up every time. This was David telling us how to get through a crisis, amen. All Psalm 37 is about how to get through this crisis that we're in, amen. How to handle it when you come up against something. And God wants you to be able to handle the thing, amen. Because somebody makes you upset, you don't get angry and go off on them. Amen. You need to pray for them. You know, the Bible talks about, God talks about how the little children, you know, how you, what is that word I want to use now, amen. When you come and say something against somebody, oh, Lord, geez, I'm missing a word here right now that I want to talk about, that offense. You know, Jesus said if somebody offend you, it would be better for them to tie a rope around the neck and put it on a block and throw it out in the sea and drown themselves rather than to offend one of my little ones. Amen? It would be better for them to do that, to offend you. Come on, I said God is concerned about you, amen. Hallelujah. He said that when someone offend you, but you notice the thing about it, when they offend you like that, you need to pray for them and say, Father, they don't know what they're doing. They don't know who they're messing with, amen. The Bible said, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. You don't know. I got to pray for you that God don't do what he said he's going to do to you, because you didn't know what you was doing. You crazy. That depends on how you look at it, amen. He says, what? Cease from anger. Forsake the wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do something evil. We always want to do something evil in a crisis, you know what I mean? Want to fight. Want to shoot somebody. You know? I said, boy, that's kind of bad, because sometimes I have some evil thoughts sometimes. I have to stop watching some of those movies and things on television. Because sometimes, especially they show where the police beating you up for nothing. And I'd be saying, Lord, I need to have my gun and go up there and shoot all four of them, beating that man up like that. And those are some evil thoughts, amen? Huh? I can't be thinking like that, amen. Can't be thinking, doing evil to somebody because the Bible said what? Verse 1 says, fret not thyself because, look at verse 1 up there. Fret not thyself because of the evildoers. I'm about to, vengeance belongs to the Lord, amen. So when I get in a crisis, I have to always realize that it's God that what? It is God that avenges me. It is God that watches over me, amen. And so in my crisis, I got to realize it is God that's going to avenge me. It is God that's taking care of me, that he keeps me at the apple of his eye. He promised to protect me, amen. And when I'm in covenant with God, God said, your enemy become my enemy, and my enemy become your enemy, and I'm on your side in this, amen. Let's look at something else David said, amen. Praise God. Commit thy way. Verse 5 said, commit thy what? Commit thy way unto the Lord. Commit your way unto the Lord. Don't let it be your way, but let it be God's way, amen. Commit your way to God's way, amen. See, our problem is that in a crisis that we like to do it our way rather than God's way. And when the scripture said, commit your way to God's way, amen. Do it the way God said do it, because Jesus said, I am the way, and if you're going to follow me, you got to follow me in the way. And just like I did it, when they beat me, what did I say? I didn't say a word to them, amen. When they cursed me, I didn't say a word to them. When they railed on me, I didn't rail back on them, amen. Praise God. When I could have called angels down from heaven to kill them, I didn't do none of that. He said, that's the way I want you to do it. You well, Lord, that way is hard. But when you're in a crisis, you have to learn how to do that, amen. Talking about being in a crisis, amen. Commit your way unto the Lord. Trust also, hear that? Trust also, and he shall bring it to pass. Amen. Now, verse 7. Here's a good one right here. I'm in my crisis now. Rest in the Lord. Rest in the Lord. I'm at rest, amen. I'm not at work now. I'm not working myself down to the bone. I'm going to be at rest. Come on. Elijah was at rest. You know, the young man was out there worried about all the things that was going on the outside. Elijah sat back in the bed at rest. Why was he at rest? Because he had faith in God. He wasn't worried about what was going on the outside. Amen. He knew his comfort of what he had on the inside. And it is God that is your comfort on the inside. And you're supposed to be resting in the God of your peace. Amen. Rest in the Lord. Wait patiently on him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. It is God that brings wicked devices to pass, and I got to leave it in the hand of God and not take it out of God's hand and put it in my hand. See, most of the time we try to put it in our hand instead of leaving it in God's hand. We take our marriages out of our hand. Put it in our hand and not leave it in God's hand. Amen. We take our problems and put it in our hand. We start worrying about it. Somebody said, why worry when you can pray? Well, why pray if you're going to worry? Amen. If you believe that God will handle it, and if you believe that everything that you act according to his will, he's going to do it, then whatever I put in God's hand, I believe that God's going to do it. In my crisis, I'm going to put my crisis in God's hand. I'm going to put this plague in God's hand, amen. We call it pestilence. We're going to put it in God's hand. Amen? That's all we can do, because we can't do nothing about it, right?
Right.
Can't nobody else do nothing about it, can they? The only somebody that can change this is God, right? And that is why he said, if the people that are called by my name would humble themselves and pray. And I notice like the 13th verse, 1 Corinthians 7 and 13. Verse 13 said, if I send pestilence in the land. Solomon was already knowing that because of our sin. He said, if I send pestilence in the land, then. If you would humble yourself and pray. In other words, if I send crisis in the land, if you would turn around, Because the crisis is coming to turn around, turn you from your way so that you might go back to God's way. That is why things come in your life in the first place, is to turn you around. Because you've been going the wrong way. We've been going the wrong way for a long time. And because of the way we've been going, God is trying to turn you around from that way. That's why a lot of problems come in your life anyway, in the first place. You ever notice when you start having problems when you start going the wrong way? You know, when you start going after that man's wife, you know that was wrong. You start having problems. You start going after that woman's husband, you know you start having problems. Amen. That's when you start having problems. And the reason you start having a problem is because God was trying to stop you from doing that, because you already knew that wasn't right. So he had to bring some crisis in your life to get you to turn back to him. Amen. Hallelujah. So if you're going through a lot of problems right now, you might realize that the reason you're going through those problems and you got some crisis in your life, that God is trying to turn you around, trying to get you to repent. The plague is here to get us to repent, but the world still won't repent. And don't think about the rest of them coming. There's some more coming after this if we don't repent. If we don't stop these gay marriages, men married women, women married women, men married men, if our country don't stop that, more plagues coming. Amen. If we don't stop committing adultery and fornication and all of that stuff, more plagues coming. Amen. Get ready. Everybody's just waiting on the plague to leave so they can go back to party. Ain't nobody going back to praying, but they're going back to party. Come on, we want to get back to the club. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, we want things to go back to where it was. It's not going back to where it was. It's going to be different from now on. That's why the crisis is here, to turn us around. But it depends on, we see it as a bad thing, but God sees it as a way of repentance. God sending the enemies against you. This is the enemy. This sickness is the enemy to us. Cancer is the enemy. You won't stop smoking. Cancer. And you got cancer. You're getting cancer. And then, oh, God, heal me, Jesus. Heal me, Jesus, from this cancer. Ah, oh, Jesus, I'm your child. Ah. He said, yeah, you was my child while you was doing it too. But you didn't quit. All the stuff that we do. And then later on, we want God to come up and pick up the pieces. Thank God that he does. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on. He gives us mercy when we don't deserve it. Amen. Hallelujah. He gives you grace. Amen. When you didn't do nothing for it. Amen. Thank God for his undying mercy. Amen. His undying favor. So if it had not been for the Lord on my side when I was doing that stuff, I would have perished. But thank God that he was there in my time of need. Praise God. Amen. He saved me when I wasn't even trying to be saved. Hallelujah. Praise God. He lifted me up, amen, when I didn't even want to be lifted up, amen. He did it for me even when I wasn't asking for it. He was there for me. So I thank God that he was there in my good time and my bad time. He never left me. He never forsake me. And even though he said with Israel, yes, I have put you away and divorce you, but I'm still going to be a husband to you. What did he say? I'm still going to take care of you even though I done divorced you. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. I'm saying to the backslider, he's still there with you. Even though you done backslid on him, he's still there to pick up the pieces, amen. Mm-hmm. While you're in your crisis, the only thing he's trying to do now is get you to turn back to him and recognize that he is God. There's no other God beside him. There's no other God greater than him, amen. He's bigger than the world itself, amen. He can hold the earth and everything in the palm of his hand, amen. He's bigger than anything, and he's bigger than the crisis that's coming against us. Why don't we fall down and repent and turn back to God and realize and say that he is God, and I believe what he said. Amen. And this is the hour and the time in the midst of our crisis that we need to be turning to God. That's all he's trying to say. I'm just trying to get you to pray. I'm just trying to get you to seek me. I don't want to destroy you, amen. It doesn't please God to destroy anybody.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If it had pleased him to destroy everybody, he wouldn't have sent his only begotten son into the world to die for us and shed his blood for us. I know somebody said, well, God wouldn't give no sacrifice. He don't want no man sacrifice. No, he didn't want nobody else to sacrifice, so he did it himself. Hallelujah. Praise God. Mary gave birth to the flesh. But it was God that was created, the Son of God. He came and got in a flesh body. He needed a flesh body so that he can die and bleed. Because a spirit can't bleed. God is a spirit. And God can't bleed. Come on now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. He needed a blood sacrifice. The wages of sin is death. And the gift of God is eternal life. Amen. And we needed somebody, amen, to be an atonement for our sins. Amen. And anytime there's going to be an atonement for a sin, it must be of equal value. See, you can't atone for men and not have equal value. Amen. Praise God. And what do I mean when I say that the atonement must have been of equal value? If a man sinned, brought sin into the world, it had to be a man to take sin out. Hallelujah. That's equal value. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. The blood of bulls and goats and heifer couldn't take away our sin because they didn't have equal value. Amen. Praise God.
Right.
Amen. God just allowed that to be for a time, for a season. Amen. Until the real sacrifice or the true sacrifice came in. And Jesus Christ was our true sacrifice that came and bled and died for us so that you could be free and you wouldn't have to be lost. You wouldn't have to go to hell. Anybody go to hell, they're going because you want to go. Death and hell is up to you. It's a choice now, amen, to do or not to do. I set before you life and death, good and evil. You got to make a choice of what you want to do. It is not God that's making a choice. God had already made his choice. His choice that he gave his son. He gave up everything he had for you. Now, what are you going to do for him? Are you going to live for God? Or are you going to live for yourself? You see, ever since the fall, man been living for himself and doing things for himself. He was only concerned about himself. And he was so concerned about himself, he forgot about who he was. Man is the image of God, born and made in the image of God. So when he started looking at himself, he lost the image of God about himself. And now he's trying to find himself and not realize that his self is in God. Your life is hid in God, amen. If you want to find yourself, you got to find God to find yourself. That is what our problem is today, is our identity today. We don't have no identity. We're trying to identify with something that we can't see. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Come on, amen. We're supposed to be identifying with Jesus, but we can't see him because we're looking at ourselves. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on, you got to be able to see yourself in Jesus. See, that's supposed to be your mirror. Jesus came to show you that what? I want to connect you back to that which you was connected for in the beginning. What you lost in the garden, Jesus said, I came to seek and save what was lost. But what was lost in the garden, we had lost the connection. And when you lose the connection with God, you don't know who you are. And therefore, you go acting like somebody else because you don't know who you are. See, the reason you act like the devil is because you identify with it. That's what you see. The image. You see, it's the image. Jesus had to come back and give you something to say, look here, this is the image right here. I'm the image of God. This is the image. You need to identify with me and not identify with that other person, amen. For too long, you've been identifying with yourself and not identifying with God. I want to show you God that's already in you, amen. So he had to come back and die and send back the Holy Spirit for us to realize that God was in us. God was already in us. But we had got disconnected from the God that was in us, amen.
Amen.
And so we need to come back and reconnect with the God that is in us, so that when we walk, we can walk after God. We can see what God sees and not look at ourselves. You see, the whole problem is when you take your eyes off of yourself, you won't be in no more sin. Because all the sins that you do is about yourself. You lie because you're trying to gain something for yourself. You steal because you're trying to gain something for yourself. Amen. Praise God. Amen. You commit fornication because you're trying to get a feeling for yourself. You commit adultery because you're trying to get a feeling for yourself. Amen.
Amen.
It's all about you. Amen. That's all. See, everybody talking about all the rules and laws. Well, we need the laws and all. You don't need them laws no more. Amen. That if you love yourself and love God, you don't need them laws. You don't need nobody to make you do anything. If right is on the inside of you, you'll do right because of the right that is in you. Hmm? Amen. Nobody got to legislate. Got to legislate you. You can't legislate love. You can't make nobody love just because you put it on a piece of paper. We can get all the laws in our United States and get all the laws that we got. Thou shalt not hate. Thou shalt not hate. And you put it, you're going to go pass a law up there in the White House. Thou shalt not hate. And the folks that hate you, they're going to still hate you.
Right.
You say, well, they got a law. You can't legislate love. Love got to be something you decide to do on the inside of you. Come on, somebody. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. If you're going to love something, you got to make a decision you're going to love. Amen. You can't put it on no paper to say, love your husband. I mean, I know it says that, but if you don't decide to do it, I don't care what's written in the book, it ain't going to happen. How many know what I'm trying to say? Amen.
Amen.
You can't legislate. The law was legislating stuff. And it didn't work. And why you want to go back to it? It didn't work. You got to make a decision to love your brother. If you don't decide to love your brother, I don't care how many laws God writes, it ain't going to happen. Well, we need to put the law on folks. Oh, it's the law. Yeah. You don't need that. The law don't change you. It's what's on the inside of you going to change you. That is why God put a spirit on the inside of you, to give you a desire to love, to give you a desire to serve God.
Amen.
And we still want a law to tell us to serve God.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's why he sent the Holy Ghost, what, to bring conviction. If you don't love and don't have no conviction, it's not going to change. You're going to still sin if you don't have no conviction in yourself to want to stop. So if we're going to get saved, and we're going to get saved for real, you need some convictions in your life. There needs to be something on the inside of you say, I'm not going to do that no more, amen. I'm not going to cheat on my husband no more. I'm not going to cheat on my wife no more. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to keep myself and do it the way God say do it. I ain't selling myself cheap. I'm not going to be just a piece of meat for somebody. Amen. I realize that myself is more valuable than just a roll in the hay. So I realize what kind of woman that I am, or what kind of man that I am. Amen.
Amen.
You got to realize that you women, you're valuable. You don't let nobody rule over you. When I say rule over you, I mean run over you. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Come out and tell you, well, you look good, girl. You look good. You fine as wine. Child, amen. I sure like to roll over that hay. But you're going to find your bell and roll over that thing, but it ain't going to be me. Amen. Come on. I'm not setting myself cheat. I'm going to be like, I like to talk about Beyonce, put a ring on it. If you want it, put a ring on it. And Jay-Z thought it was $4 million. He put a $4 million ring on it. Amen. He thought it was valuable. Amen. Mm-hmm. What did they say? A virtuous woman, amen. A virtuous woman. Her price is far above rubies. Can you see how what that is? Far above rubies. Your value is far above rubies. Who can find one? And most men couldn't purchase her because she would be too valuable. Come on. I'm trying to say this got to be an inside thing, amen. And all of you online today, this got to be an inside thing. Your change got to come from the inside. It ain't no law going to cause you to do it. You got to let the Spirit of God move on the inside of you to bring some convictions in your life where you'll change. Because all that stuff you're doing, it ain't necessary. Stop going with that other woman husband. Get your own. Get your own husband. Why are you going to hell? Because you want to be with somebody else's husband. Why are you going to hell? Want to be with somebody else's wife. You want to sleep with somebody? Go get your wife. It's better to marry than to burn. If you can't contain yourself, get your wife. Well, you know, I don't want no wife. I don't want no husband. I still want to partake, but I don't want that. Well, you don't want one without the other one then. See, there you go again. I don't want. I won't, and I don't want. You get what I'm saying? I want this, but I don't want that. Well, you got to give yourself over to God. What does God say for you to do? What is best for you? Amen. Let's talk about what's best for us today. God knows what's best for us. And we need to do the thing that is best for us. Oh, hallelujah. Time gone by. Amen. Praise God. If you're online today, amen, ain't no law. There's no law that's going to change you. You got to make a decision that you're going to change. Because the reason that the crisis is here is because we are doing some stuff, I ain't gonna say you. We are doing some things that we shouldn't be doing. And if we want to change what God is doing, then we've got to change what we're doing. That makes sense? If we want God to change what he's doing, then the world gonna have to change what it's doing. If we want our nation to go back to where it was, then we got to stop doing some of the things we're doing. We got to repent. Now, the way to be saved today, the Bible says, repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of Jesus. Acts chapter 2 and verse 38, repent. Or if you want to look at Acts 19, 1 through 6, it's talking about repent. Acts chapter 10, 8, that it's repent. Everywhere you see in the Bible says repent if you're going to be saved. I'm not going to ask you to pray the sinner's prayer, but I'm going to tell you repent. So somebody said, ain't no sinner's prayer. But anyway, you can pray and make a confession, amen. But repent. The main thing is repent. Change your mind about what you're doing and realize that what you're doing is not right. And realize that I want to do what God says, not what I want to do. Be baptized in the name of Jesus for the forgiveness, for the removal of your sins. And what baptism does, baptism cleans your consciousness of sin. Like the 1 Peter 3 and 21 say that's what it do. It don't put away the sins of the flesh, but it's the answer of a good conscience toward God. You see, it's your conscience that's condemning you in the first place. That's why God gave you a conscience to let you know when you're doing wrong. But you can use some water to wash away the conscience, to be unconscious of sin. And as soon as we become unconscious of sin, we'll stop doing sin. Because as a man says, it is hard work. Amen. Thank y'all for on Facebook today for listening in. Amen. Thank God. This is me. Amen. Alabama. Amen. Thank God, Sister Elaine Hunt. Amen. From over in Oklahoma. Amen. Thank God for the people from Kentucky. Amen. In the house. Praise God. Amen. Thank God for California in the house. Hallelujah. On Facebook Live. Thank you there, Sister. Amen. For being on today, Sister Denise. Amen. God bless all of y'all. Amen. I'll see y'all next week. Amen. If you want to be saved, you can always contact me. I'm not scared to give out my number. Amen. My number is 817-614-4505. If you want to get in touch with me, you can call me at any time. Praise God. Amen. Father God, thank you for the word of God and the teaching of God and all that you do in today. That I give you praise, I give glory and honor for this word. Lord, may it do what it is fit to do. And I give praise and thanks for it in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Amen. There's somebody on the line. Somebody on the line. You got a you got a prayer request or something you want to say today. Amen. God bless you. Somebody got a testimony. Amen. No testimonies. Amen. Don't forget amen. About tonight. Go ahead.
Amen. This is Sister Alexandra. Just want to thank God for giving me another day, waking me up, opening my eyes, and giving me the knowledge to seek Him and to hear the word today. The word was good. So I just want to always give Him acknowledgement and praise. I always have something to say about God every day, every day. I don't go a day without Him doing something, performing something, or being, I see something in my life that He does each and every day. So I can't keep my mouth closed. I have to open my mouth and give Him the glory each and every day. Because without Thank Him, you. There is no me. So I'm not gonna keep my mouth quiet. I'm going to open it up, and I'm going to give Him the praise that He deserves. Amen. He ain't going to have to pull teeth from Sister Alexandra. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Amen. She say, no rock going to take up place. Ain't no branches going to lift up it, and no tree going to lift up its branches. But she going to give us the praise. Anyone else? Amen. Before we... Amen. But don't forget about tonight, amen, for the pre-votes, 516-666-9967. He's going to be on tonight, and I forgot what the topic was going to be.
Amen. Praise God, Pastor. Wonderful word this morning, by the way. The topic is going to be split personalities. Are you a different person to different people? Was Adam with Eve when she was talking to the serpent? And are we judging a person's character by their looks?
Are we judging a person's character by their looks? Amen.
Yes.
Split personalities. Amen. y'all know how y'all could be one thing at church and something else at church. Amen. And not only that, you got people. Schizo. That's what you call them. Schizophrenic. What is they? Oh, they
yeah,
hear
schizophrenic.
Voices. We're talking to voices, amen. So I hope there's no schizos. Well, it's good to hear God's voice. Is that right? Praise God. Anybody else? Don't forget about Sister Alexandra, amen. Oh, Friday night, Friday evenings at 3 o'clock, California. I guess that's Pacific, I guess. And 5 o'clock Central, she had the salt of the earth. Amen. She'd be on every Friday. That's 786-7473-pound. And there are some more numbers. I don't have them right here. That if you can't get in, let me know. If you're out there, let her know. And she can give you another number where you can tune in to the line. There at least a couple other numbers you can get, you can dial, depending on the area that you're in and the salt of the earth. Amen. You can come on. I think this week she's had all you saved. Amen. Hallelujah. It's, and she's in the. Oh, don't forget about. We do have I think the first Friday of every month, which will be next month. I want all the men who's available to call in for me on the line. Is same beginning number 774, but the end of number is 319-2020-pound. 774. Monday, we have it Monday through Friday. We have the Holy Ghost prayer line, but on the first Friday of every month, we have what we call men's. It's going to be men's day. And I want all the men, if you don't come on and stay on till you get your testimony, you come on and give your testimony at 10 o'clock our time, 8 o'clock California time. I want all the men to come on and give your testimony. The women showed out on Wednesday, and we can't just let the women do us like that. Amen. We're gonna come back to the front. And so I want all the men, get every man you know, to call in between 10 at 10 o'clock on the first Friday of every month and just come in and say, praise God, thank you, God, thank you, Lord. I'm saved, the reason I'm saved, this is where God brought me from. I used to do this, I used to do that. And call in because we want to outdo the women. We say we're going to be on top. We're supposed to be the head. Yeah, we want to come to the head, man. I need some men. And y'all get with me on that, and so I can get some men, and so that we can let the women know that we still here too, and they don't have to do everything, that we can come in and do some too. Praise God. All right, Monday through Friday, Holy Ghost prayer line. The same area code as this line just now is 319-2020-pound. And you can tune in. If you got a, well, I won't give you any other number. That number will work down here. Amen. Anything else? Any more? Brother Ray. Don't forget Brother Ray. Monday through Fridays. Amen. At 8:30 our time, 6:30 out in California Pacific time. Brother Ray be on Monday through Friday, amen. And he has something on Saturday too.
Talk show,
11 o'clock. And you can reach him 120-11069-pound. Same 774 to start, but 120-11069-pound. At 11 o'clock on Saturday. And you have Monday through Fridays, amen, at 8:30. Any more announcements, amen? Amen. If no more announcements, we're going to be dismissed then, amen. Amen. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord teach you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you. May the Lord keep you, and may the Lord give you rest. And may the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit continue to rest, rule, and abide within you henceforth now and forevermore. As we dismiss from this line, from this service, we give praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. You're dismissed. Amen, amen, amen.
Due to things that happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister, Leandria, here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me, hurt me. Lord,
to me if you're struggling with your past and say, let the Lord know. Just say, oh. He wants to restore your soul. Seek my faith, turn from their wicked ways. I will hear from heaven. Break it on down. So it is. It is so. Amen. Now when we pray, we want to end that with a declaration, a decree. So I'm speaking for all of you listening, starting here, starting now. The things that hurt you in the past won't control your future. Starting now, this is a new day. This is your exodus. You are officially released. Now sing it for me, Leandria.